Youth Culture Today with Walt Mueller of the Center for Parent Youth Understanding.
Our words have power. That message was hammered home to me a few weeks ago when a Massachusetts judge convicted now 20-year-old Michelle Carter of involuntary manslaughter in the suicide death of her then-teenage boyfriend, Conrad Roy. If by chance you are unfamiliar with a highly publicized case, Carter sent a long series of text messages to a depressed Roy, encouraging him to take his life. Roy died after inhaling carbon monoxide while sitting in his pickup truck. This tragic story is alarming on multiple levels. For me, it serves as a prompt to tell developmentally impulsive teens to think about the power of the words they use, whether in face-to-face conversation, over the phone, or through text messaging. Proverbs 29:20 says, "Do you see someone who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than for him." That's wisdom which serves adults and teenagers equally well.
For more on youth culture, visit us on the web at cpyu.org.